Wednesday night, Chavos Halvavos. Shara Bitochen, Perek Vav. He's talking about people who push off. You know, the Halvavos here in Perek Vav is not talking about someone that says, I'm not going to put on tefillin until I have enough money in the bank. Or, I'm not going to go to davening until I have money in the bank. Or I'm not going to do what I have to do. I'm not going to take a lulav or sit in the sukkah. That's poshut. You don't need a perek devoted to such people. It makes no sense. And no one says that. And we don't, certainly we don't, he wouldn't write a whole perek attacking the logic of people who say that. People don't say that. So he's talking about the obligation of a person to be an Oved Hashem beyond your basic chiyuv. He's talking about Avodas Hashem, whether it's devoting more time than a bare minimum to learning, or whether it's, I said, giving tzedakah, doing chesed. It means being, you know, being involved in your career as an Oved Hashem. That's the first clarification that has to be made in Perek Vav. He's not talking about basic chiyuvim. He's talking about, and this is maybe a surprise to people, and maybe this has to be spoken out, that the Chavos Halvavos expects more of a person than just to go through life and fulfill the technical obligations, being Yotze, Tefillin, and Sukkah, and Lulav, and Tzitzis. You have to be an Oved Hashem. That's something that should end up enveloping 24 hours a day. Even when you're sleeping, we saw in the Ramban, I said in the Drosha, even when you're sleeping and the like. That's what he's talking about. But people push off that spiritual involvement, the career of being an Oved Hashem, we called it, till they feel secure in their momentous. That's point one that I wanted to make. Point two is that the Chavos Halvavos attacks these people on the basis of logic, on the basis of, he says, it doesn't make sense, it's a chutzpah. See, you know, you could probably rationally answer his, he's not trying to prove anything. The Chavos Halvavos is talking about the natural actions of a boteach and a not boteach. That's all. He's saying if you had bitachon in Hashem, you wouldn't act this way. You wouldn't do this. He's not trying to prove anything. He's trying to point out that if you ask the average person if he has bitachon in Hashem, he'll say, sure, what are you talking? Of course I have bitachon. And then anything you throw at him to prove otherwise, he'll say, ah, that's a shtadlus. Right? So the Chavos Halvavos is showing that people act a certain way. They have a certain behavioral pattern, which, if you look at it, you would, that's what he says, it's a chutzpah. If you were truly Boteach Bashem, then you wouldn't do this, because it would be like turning to your employer and asking him for a security deposit that he's going to pay you. That's what it is like. So you wouldn't do that. And if you are doing that, it means your relationship with Hashem is all messed up. It means you're not a Boteach, because, you know, he's saying this is a he's not trying to prove anything. He's describing, and he does this throughout the Sefer, it's an important yesod. He's describing a natural reaction of a human being, and if you don't have that natural reaction, that means there's something wrong. It means you're not, right? It's not a question of an aveira, it means there's something lo beseder, because a normal person wouldn't demand of Hashem, so to speak, a security deposit. Okay, so we said the first reason, he said, was, who's in charge here? The employee doesn't ask the employer for a security deposit, for a guarantee. The Eved certainly doesn't ask the Odon for a guarantee. Okay, number two was, come on, there's no guarantee that's going to satisfy you, because you'll always come up with more needs, because Ein L'Dover Sof. Once we're not talking about what you need now to live. Maybe they used to live by the day. I said, maybe nowadays you can make a case that we live by the month. You have to have enough money. Maybe you can make a case for the year, right? But once you're talking about this undefinable area called the future, so then he says, Ein L'Dover Sof. The third is, wait a second. You don't ask, again, this is, not, he's not asking a kasha. He's saying it doesn't make sense if you If you understood your relationship with Hashem, you wouldn't do this. If you felt, and this is number three, if you felt that you owe Hashem something, which the whole basis of life, according to the Chaybus Halbavus, is that hergish, that we are makir tov to Hashem, which is a sense of obligatory, we have to pay Hashem back somehow. This is what he develops and explains in Shara Avodas Elokim. So, you wouldn't act this way. If you felt the way you're supposed to feel, then you wouldn't act this way, because a person who owes, if Reuven owes Shimon money, then he doesn't ask Shimon for a guarantee that Shimon's going to give him whatever he wants from Shimon. But he, wait a second, you owe me money. What are you asking me for guarantees for? So that's what was that was number three. And then he said, we owe Hashem everything. And he made the, maybe it's a surprising statement to us, that if you took all the schusim of everybody who ever lived and you assigned it all to one person, it would still be Eina Nechnu Maspikim Lahodos Lecha. Right? Because you start thinking, you have a sight, you could see. How much is that worth to a person to be able to see? How many schusim does that cost you that you have the miracle of sight? And all of the different peripheral vision, see color, you could decide what you want to see. It's like, and then you go to hearing, the whole body, and then you have the whole universe. That's why it's important to learn Shaar HaBechina, because you have to understand it's not stam a frumkeit, but you have to understand that this is reality. And if we thought about all the multitude of tovos Hashem is constantly doing with us, which is what Shaar HaBechina is about, so this wouldn't be a surprising statement at all. We're in the middle of the third point. It's on Kuf Samach Beis. And it's around the middle of this paragraph, maybe a little less than halfway through. There was a... Chavidolovis throws this in sometimes. Maybe it's apocryphal, maybe it really... It doesn't, I don't know whether it, it's not Nagei if it actually ever happened or not. A chosid, a tzaddik, would say to people, "Hoy b'nei Adam." He says, "Wait a second. I want you to think about this for a second. Hayim efshar sheyavakesh mikem Hashem yisroman v'yisader lasos biyom zeh mitzvah shel mocher." You ever? What would you say if Hashem had a taina to you? What's going on here? Where's your mitzvah Chanukah of Tavshin Ayin Aleph? It's not. You say, "What do you want from me?" It's not yet Chanukah of Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. Like, how could you make demands on me? How could you? What are you talking about? Hashem starts demanding of you your Tkiya Shofar of next year, right? Pesach of this coming. It didn't come yet. Omrulo, like, what are you talking about? Ve'echi tochen shenidoresh lasos mitzvah shel zman. First of all, we don't have to do it yet. Second of all, who knows if we'll ever be mechuyev to do it? Like, you know, when the time comes, we'll do it. And ainu yodim shenichya shenegia alev kadesh yischayev b'hem. You can't demand of us anything other than we do what we have to do today. You can't talk about the future. You can't demand of us. Avol chayovim anu avodah shenitzaveinu b'zman mugdar. That's like so simple. Like, what's the matter with you? Oh, so what do you want from Hashem? Hashem will give you at every point in time what you need at that point in time. When it comes to Hashem, all of a sudden, you want him to deliver up front for the next few years what you would like to have. Because you're not boteach b'Hashem, right? That's his point. Just like you would be shocked if Hashem would demand of you the mitzvah Chanukah of next month, you would scratch your head, you say, when it comes, I'll do it. Like, what do you want from me? So the same is with Hashem. What do you want from him? When the time comes, you'll have the money you need. You'll have your tzrochim when they appear. What are you sitting here now and you're demanding of Hashem future needs? Every year, every day, every month, let's say year at the most, on Rosh Hashanah, he passes what you're going to have that year. V'chayavim atim bo avoda shenitzlavisem, and you have to perform your avoda. Uchshem shenidorish mikem avoda lefneis mana, just like he doesn't make you crazy talking about what you're gonna have to do, because you know when the time comes you have to do it and you'll do it. Kach roi shetel panechem busha. If Hashem was real to you, if it was real, then you would be embarrassed even to think this way. Shetimna mikem lidrosh kalkola sheter megiyas mana. You're worried about what's going to be in 20 years. You're going to need something. In 10 years, you're going to need something. Umadua imkein ani roe eschem dorshim imeno kalkola shonim habos sheinchem yodim im yemei chayechem yagiu aleihem. Again, same thing. You don't know you're going to. You don't know if you're going to get there. Udvakshu, and you want from him lahakdim kalkolos bishaterem nivram and abonim ubnei bayis. You want enough money for the kids you're going to have, for the bar mitzvahs you're going to celebrate, for the weddings you're going to make. So again, if you can't handle what the Chavis Halvavus is saying, so he's not against saving money. He's against sacrificing your present spiritual achrayus, your present spiritual needs, careers, doing what, right, at the expense because you're worried about the future. If you have a nice parnasa and you have extra money, gesunte heit, after you give the stocker, put it in the bank. No problem. He doesn't have a problem with that. He's not talking about that. He's talking about saying that my spiritual life will be on hold until I am secure in my kalkola. What? It means before you need stocker. Right? It should come on time. It should come on time. The Einchem, like the mon, came when you needed it. The Einchem is stopkin bekalkola bilavad, eladorishim shiyakdim lechel kalkola, umos roseho, lizman bilti mugbol. Same time, you want to be secure. You want to have everything you might possibly need. V'yomim bilti mugdorim v'lo betuchim lochem. V'lodai lochem shlo hikdamdem avoda lefnei Hashem, lizman ho'osid. Forget about that. You didn't light Hanukkah licht of Tov Shinayin Aleph yet. So why do you want the money of Kislev Tov Shinayin Aleph already? Ella, you're not asking yourself if you're doing. Again, you owe Hashem things. That was the point of number three. We're still in number three. He's saying not only is it not logical what you're asking of Hashem, something you would be shocked and dismayed if he would ask it of you. So, right, the equivalent. So here he's saying, and now you have a debt. You didn't pay up your past debt yet. And you're talking about future avoda. You're alive? Yeah. Oh, you're alive. So that means up until now Hashem took care of you. You're alive. So are you so sure that you repaid Hashem, so to speak? Has no problem with such a lashon. That's how he looks at the whole avodas Hashem. Did you repay Hashem for what he did to you up till now?
What determines how he backed Hashem?
You do what you're supposed to do.
Paying back. That's doing what
you're supposed to do. So you have to learn Shara Avodas Elokim, and you will see why I use the lashon of payback. Because he goes, that's the basis of keeping. Plus, I explained in the very first point I made, he's not talking about doing your minimum chiyuvim of keeping Torah or mitzvahs. No one's going to say, you know, I'm not going to put on tefillin until I have enough money in the bank. He's not talking about such people. He's talking about people saying that I'm not ready to devote my life to being an Oved Hashem. Whatever, each person has to determine what that means to him. Tzadik Zalbov is very clearly is looking at people who are working a whole day, you know, whatever the day means, 8-hour day, 10-hour day, you know, whatever work means. He's obviously talking about such people. But they're Ovdei Hashem. That's their primary concern. And if they put that on hold, that's what he's decrying. Okay.
But true